I'm here with Joe Gatto. He's part of the Los Angeles Angels farm system. And Joe, you're here at the All-Star game. So being drafted, you know, second round last year, but this year coming in and kind of showing that your skill has, you know, developed a little bit. What's it feel like to be on the All-Star team?
It's a dream come true. I mean, you know, working from high school, first steps, you know, get your college located, then, you know, get the pro ball, and then next step in pro ball is pretty much making it up and doing the best at each level you can. So, you know, being an all-star selection is, you know, it's a pretty great deal for all the guys here, and I think it's a good accomplishment for everyone.
Now, you were a second-round pick, so what was it like for you when you got that, you know, the phone call, or when you realized that you were being drafted at a pretty high round and kind of being seen as a viable talent?
It was an awesome night. I mean, draft night, I think for every kid, it's an amazing time. But I really sunk in once I got out to pro ball and started playing, you know, what my role was in the organization and, you know, kind of understanding your talents once you get into pro ball. Well, it took a little bit, but it's been awesome so far. So
yeah. So who was the most influential coach you had growing up?
Probably between my father and my uncle. My dad, I played three sports growing up. My father coached me in all three all the time. And then once I started getting more serious with baseball, my uncle kind of took over the reins for pitching-wise. So I probably see those two were the most influential in my sports career.
Yeah, so you mentioned your dad and your uncle. Who was the person in your life that really pushed you the hardest to be the best that you could be?
Definitely my father. My father's a hardworking man, and he pushes himself every day, so, you know, if he could still get up and do what he does earlier than I ever do, I could definitely do it. So he's definitely my most motivational person in my life.
Awesome. And growing up, who was your favorite ball player you watched all the time?
That's a tough one. I had a bunch growing up because I really wasn't a pitcher at the time. But if I had to look back, when I was in middle school, I loved watching, you know, Cole Hamels throw. I'm from, you know, the Philly area. So when 09, they won that World Series, it was something special to watch him, and, you know, I'm happy, you know, he's moving on with his career and doing good things. So, you know, it was always awesome growing up watching him perform.
Yeah. And then, you know, also going from, you know, high school and going through the different levels, what kind of stuff have you done to have to prepare yourself for that transition of playing every day, that grind the whole season?
I think staying in the AZL last year, getting used to playing every day, things like that really prepared me for this season a lot better. Last year, I think I was a little unprepared for, you know, the professional aspect of the game. And now I think I'm, you know, more in tune with my game and understanding of how the, you know, the daily grind is. So just more or less just experience, I think, is the best key for that.
Yeah, and so, you know, there's a lot of kids who will be at the game tonight and all across watching you play. What is advice you would give them to just to encourage them to play harder and to try and make it to the next level?
Don't stop working hard. You know, whatever you think you can do, you can do. I mean, there's a lot of people that tell you you can't, and I think the biggest thing is believe in your dreams, and, you know, they'll come true one day.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much.